On the line with us, Mayor Devin Simpson from the town of Thane. Mayor, good day to you.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, you've got some good news out of the governor's office. We're going to have a parade in Thane, right?
We are, yes. I talked to Governor Gordon yesterday, and he gave us the okay to go ahead and plan our parade with the kind of the additions that we need to help create, still have that social distancing through the process.
Right. So what do we...
Some of those things that we're looking to do, we're still in connection with LOT. We're trying to expand our route, basically double the length of the route when we do that. And also, we've been in contact with SEI Media about the possibility of broadcasting the parade as well through the internet, through video, social media, and the video capacity. So those who don't feel like they could come down can still be a part of the parade as well.
Okay, so we're going to catch them either on Main Street or over SVI, one or the other. So we're back on Main Street then for sure with this program, right? With the announcement, of course, the governor coming out and saying parades in Wyoming are going to happen again. He sent out a news release to that regard. We're still going to be on Main Street and Thane, though, right? Just going to spread it out a little more.
That's the hope. We're still waiting on word back from Wyoming Department of Transportation about rerouting traffic, but we're strongly hopeful that they'll understand and accommodate us this year, and so we're hoping to get word back in the next day or two, but as of right now, we're planning on Main Street again as well for the parade.
Time, and will it be the Saturday, the 4th, or what time are we going to do all this in Thane?
Yes, we're planning on the 4th. We're planning on 10 o'clock, which is our normal time. Right now, we're tentatively to start on the north end of town, and we'll start there on Robert Street, which is the last turn on the left there as we leave town. And then we're going to come down to, for those who are in the valley, where the old creamery is, or King Street on the very south of town there. So
right.
Basically, we're doubling the distance and allowing everybody to spread out, but still be part of the parade.
We're going
to
celebrate Independence Day in Thane, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're excited. We're happy. We're grateful that we can continue this amazing tradition that the town of Thane has for putting on an amazing parade.
Well, very good. And then in the evening, as you told us in a previous interview, quote, double down on those fireworks, and you can watch those from over at the ball field, the Civic Center, or the Thane Community Center, those types of places, right?
Yes. We're in the works right now. We're trying to coordinate the exact time that that'll start, and we hope to have answers on that here in the first of next week, and it'll definitely be in the paper next week, the exact time of the fireworks. But yeah, we're excited to really make this a great festival this year and a great festivity to celebrate our freedom that we have living in this great country.
Good job, Mayor Simpson. Mayor Devin Simpson visiting with us from Thane.